Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the invitation to speak at this festival here in Tallinn. I hope in my presentation I can present some of the solutions to the problems that were just described in the previous presentation. Briefly, I'm representing here the Directorate General for Climate Action of the European Commission, and my key topic of the talk will be a financing instrument which is called the NER 300 program, which I will present in more detail. Before doing so, I would like to briefly explain the policy context as a background, although it has already been mentioned this morning. Given that we have just heard that one important part is to have policy framework that provides certainty for investors in order to create financing in low carbon technologies, and then the second element to actually provide access to funding for low carbon technologies. And I'd like to reiterate at the very beginning one angle I think we need to take when looking at low carbon technologies, apart from energy security and other arguments, is of course the climate change argument. And we know that science tells us that we need to reduce carbon emissions by 50% by 2050. And in Cancun, it was agreed as a global objective to keep the temperature increase below 2 centigrades compared to from pre-industrial levels. And this is also confirmed as an EU objective to reduce the carbon emissions by at least 80% by 2050 compared to 1990 in the context of necessary reductions by other developed countries. And I think, therefore, we need a long-term perspective. What do we want to achieve by 2050 and how we can achieve these targets? And I will come back to this in a second. And the last point, I think, and this was already mentioned today, we need to realize that many other countries and regions, like China, like the US, have identified after the financial crisis green growth, green technologies as a key component of how we can stimulate growth. And therefore, the EU needs to enforce and strengthen its effort to maintain its leadership in this area. And just to briefly summarize the policy framework and the legal framework that was already mentioned this morning, therefore, very quickly, the climate and energy package that was adopted in 2008 and entered into force in 2009 provides several key targets for 2020, which is an important framework. It was already mentioned, the 20% greenhouse gas reduction target, the 20% renewables target as the two key components, as well as the 20% energy efficiency target. And the key legislation to achieve this is, on the one hand, the EU emissions trading system that puts a price on carbon and therefore is an important driver for investments into the low-carbon technology sector. And the second element is the Renewable Energy Directive, which includes national targets for the share of renewables by 2020. And a last point, which again was already mentioned by the Norwegian colleague, which had this nice slide on what we have at the EU level, the Strategic Energy Technology Platform, which is supposed to be the technology pillar to achieve that in different technological areas we achieve the progress necessary to achieve the targets. One element are, for example, so-called European industrial initiatives in different sectors where, for example, technology roadmaps are developed to see which actions are required to achieve these targets. But as I said in the beginning, we need to look beyond 2020. We need to look ahead until 2050 to see where do we have to go and how can we achieve the targets by 2050. And this is why the Commission has published a roadmap for moving to a competitive low-carbon economy in 2050. This was published in March this year. And it shows how we can, at a cost-competitive way, achieve the targets, covering all the different sectors. And one of the key messages is that the power sector needs practically to be decarbonized by 2050. So this is a very important area for further action. And we can do this by using existing technologies, but also by using, of course, more advanced technologies. And the emissions trading system is the key driver to achieve this transition, if you like, in the power sector, to really move investments into low carbon technologies. However, it is important to have additional support for first of a kind demonstration projects, so to bring them into the market so that they can be deployed at a large scale. And this last point is addressed by our funding program, the NER 300 program, which I'd like to present now in more detail as an example, where we provide money for this kind of first commercial demonstration projects. So why is it called NER 300? It's due to the, it's an abbreviation of the term New Entrance Reserve. And the reason is this program is financed by 300 million allowances from the New Entrance Reserve of the EU Emissions Trading System. And the purpose is to finance commercial scale CCS and innovative renewable energy projects. Depending on the carbon price, it's worth between 4 and 5 billion euros. And these, the money will be distributed through two calls for proposals, and it will be split in 200 million allowances and 100 million allowances. We cover a wide range of technologies. The aim is to fund at least 8 CCS projects and 34 renewable energy projects. And there is also the objective to have a geographical balance within the EU, which means there should be at least one project per member state, but not more than three projects per member state. So briefly on the principles, 50% of the so-called relevant costs will be funded under this program. So these are basically the extra investment costs you have due to the application of this new innovative technology. And the aim is to encourage private investors and member states to put additional money into this sector in this commercial scale demonstration projects. And what is an important feature of this, because it's financed via the emissions trading system, it's not part of the EU budget, which means that it can be combined with other EU funding programs, for example, the structural funds, and also the EEPR, which is the European Economic Program for Recovery. So basically, the program will be implemented at EU level, but member states have a strong involvement and also the European Investment Bank. And we will come back to this in a second. So how will the projects be evaluated? One first step is that projects need to be eligible. And eligible means that they need to comply with one of the categories that we have foreseen in this funding program. And renewables need to be innovative in nature. The due diligence will analyze the financial and technical viability of the projects to ensure that the projects that receive funding under the program are good projects, projects that will succeed and will be successful at the end. And there will be a ranking process of the projects based on their so-called cost per unit performance, and the projects will be grouped in one CCS group and one renewables group. And for renewables, briefly, which categories, technology categories are covered in the program? There are 9 categories covering all major technologies. It's about bioenergy, concentrated solar power, photovoltaics, wind, geothermal, ocean, hydroelectric, and smart grids, so distributed renewable management. Briefly on the timing, the first call, I said it's two calls. The first call was launched last year in November. Then project sponsors had to submit applications to member states by February. And then it was for member states to check the projects for eligibility and submit those projects they want to support to the EIB, which is now responsible for the financial and technical due diligence of the projects, and this will be carried out until February next year. So award decisions are envisaged for the second half of 2012. Now, where do we stand? As I said, in May the EIB received the project submitted by member states. Here you can see the numbers per category. I think we don't have to go through all of them in detail. Basically, we have 3 CCS projects and 65 renewable projects, which shows a quite strong interest in the program. This shows the geographical distribution. And also the share between CCS and renewables projects. We see that some member states have not submitted projects in the first round, but they can, of course, submit projects in the second round, which will then, of course, also contribute to the geographical balance I mentioned earlier. So to conclude, as I said at the beginning, the climate and energy package provides a policy and a legal framework that drives or stimulates investments in low-carbon technologies, but we need to keep in mind the long-term perspective that is required, and therefore the 2050 roadmap and the analysis therein. The NER 300 funding program under the ETS is unique in its scope and magnitude for the financing of low-carbon technologies, and the implementation at EU level ensures that it's geographically balanced and also to ensure a high quality of the projects selected. And, of course, the commercial-scale demonstration projects will help to support the deployment of innovative renewable energies in the future, as I mentioned earlier. And last point, the strong interest shows the need, and this was already mentioned a couple of times today, for further such programs and support. And currently there are discussions ongoing on the new multi-annual financial framework at EU level, and this will be an important discussion to ensure that there is sufficient funding available in the future for low-carbon technologies. And we hope that there further stimulus will arrive. And we have, conclusion that the Commission envisages is to mainstream climate action in this new multi-annual financial perspective, that 20% of the budget goes to climate action, which would then naturally also cover low-carbon technologies. So thank you very much for your attention. Further information are available on our website.
Thanks. Kas on küsimusi? Do we have some questions, comments?
Valdur Lahtse, Stockholm Keskkonnainstituut, Tallinna keskus. Mul on küsimus publikule, et kas keegi Eestis on kuulnud sellest NER 300 programmist?
Well, it was a question to the audience.
The question is to the audience, that has everyone in Estonia heard about this NER 300 program?
Yeah, it's a question to the audience. I'm not sure if I can answer this.
There is a silence in the hall. That's the answer. It's not advertised in Estonia, therefore there is no application from Estonia.
Yeah, but then, as I said, I think it's potentially then attractive to think about the second call in this context.
Yeah. Any other comments? Then thank you very much.